The rapper MF Doom, whose real name was Daniel Dumoulin and who died last fall at age 49, wore a large metal face mask on stage. It was reminiscent of Marvel Comics' Dr. Doom. His comic book parallels didn't stop there. In true superhero fashion, MF Doom was a prolific collaborator. Just before he died, he teamed up with the rap supergroup Czarface on an album called Super What? It's finally out now.
Yeah, this is Esoteric from the mighty Czarface. We're turning this into NP Czar for today.
NP Czar, get it? Yeah, that's the rapper Esoteric. He's a member of Czarface and told us how MF Doom brought superhero sensibility to his music.
Doom is a villain, right? And Czarface is more like the anti-hero. So you had a superhero, super villain, super what? And one thing I want to stress about Doom is when we made that first record, we wanted to call it Czarface versus Metalface. But he wanted to call it Czarface meets Metalface. You know, he didn't want to look at it as a battle. He wanted to look at it as a team up. And in hip hop, it's always man versus man and who bodied who and all that type of stuff. He wanted to take it in the direction of us working together. And, you know, that was very relieving for me to hear.
Soul surviving, dudes so conniving, never stop driving. Don't let them sit behind you when you're driving. Might even think you're talking about them when you're rhyming. Or to keep the toolie in the lining. Or to thank the good Lord that you ain't the type to line them. Ain't nobody's business. Why they always spying? Type just find nothing, get to lying.
A lot of rappers can put words together. A lot of people can rhyme words. A lot of people can be clever, intrinsic, go syllable for syllable. But Doom had a way of saying things and delivering things that can't be replicated. The way he says it can't be stolen, it can't be mimeographed, it can't be duplicated. That made him a one of one, and it's why he's so special to so many people.
Turn the world against you, even your men's buying. It's a dirty game, getting hectic, real tiring. Top it off, now they playing victim in the violin. Dripping the color envy, more greener than Ireland. Surrounded by snakes, more meaty than the lion's den.
You're talking too much.
Can't remember why or when. Got you feeling guilty, Jedi tricks on the mind again. Nicky with chips hit a Heineken.
Action. I think the supervillain aspect was a persona for the music. And when he becomes the villain, and he puts the mask on, he's erasing all of the superficiality attached and stigmatized to hip-hop these days. You know, it's not about that. It's about the audio. It's for the ear and the brain, not necessarily the eyes. So he covers his face.
Natural element, rational, irrelevant. What he lacked in sentiment was stashed in the tenement. It sounds brash, so imminent, you can hear death. Alas, cheap cologne, cold swine, beer breath.
I think when you grab a microphone, it's like putting on a cape, leaping off a building, doing something amazing or spectacular, something that is akin to comic books, and you are escaping this real world that we're all living in, and you can just really attack in a heroic way or a villainous way and express yourself through the music.
Fresh laugh, stare yes, severe test pass, next corner veer left, mask toll. New York City mad cold, whooping might get dough, scrapped in a manhole. Yo.
Being that the record was made before he passed, I hope fans can appreciate this was Doom on these beats, giving the gift in real time. Doom was very involved in the process. This was, you know, his record as much as it was ours. Doom's gift is something that will last forever and never be duplicated. Rest in peace, Doom.
That's Esoteric of Czarface talking about the group's new album called Super What? With the late MF Doom.